You're listening to a podcast by the Center for Action and Contemplation. To learn more, visit cac.org.
Welcome to Season 6 of Learning How to See. If you're with us for the first time, welcome. And if you've been enjoying this conversation for our first 5 seasons, welcome back. Before I introduce the theme for Season 6 and 7, I thought it would be good to look back on our previous seasons and review their themes. In season one, we began our journey in seeing by trying to identify the things that keep us from seeing clearly. You might think of it like this. We began by noticing that our glasses have a lot of cracks and smudges that make it hard for us to see. We call these glitches biases. And in season one, we looked at 13 common biases. Confirmation bias, community bias, competency bias, cash bias, and several others. I was joined by Father Richard Rohr and the Reverend Dr. Jackie Lewis for that season, and they were a delight to think with and talk with and see with. In season two, I was joined by 3 delightful colleagues, staff members at the Center for Action and Contemplation, Gigi Ross, Mike Petro, and Paul Swanson. We dug deeper into the 13 biases of the first season, and in each episode, we led a contemplative practice that aimed to deepen our desire to see. That desire is really the essence of contemplation, which Father Richard Rohr often defines as meeting all the reality we can bear. By the way, if you'd like to review those 13 biases, I hope you'll go back to catch up on those seasons. And if you'd like to read a short ebook I wrote on the subject, we'll put a link to Why Don't They Get It? Overcoming Bias in Others and Yourself in the show notes. In season 3, we drew from my 2022 book, Do I Stay Christian? And we tried to get a new vantage point to see the Christian faith. A set of wonderful guests helped us in that endeavor. We began by exploring how Christianity is not simply one thing, but many. And we tried to see the Christian faith both as insiders and outsiders might see it. We looked at Christianity's complex relationship to race and politics, at Christianity's attitude toward people of other religions. We looked at Christianity as a cult of innocence and as a set of questions rather than answers and more. In season 4, we telescoped out from how we see the Christian faith to the question of our own humanity. We explored what kind of human beings we want to be, whether we identify as Christians or not. My conversation partners included the amazing Barbara Brown Taylor, Jackie Lewis, Todd Winward, and others. And we received an amazing array of questions from seasons 3 and 4. So we devoted several episodes to responding to your questions. In season 5, I was joined by Irish author and peace activist and people gatherer, Gareth Higgins. Our theme was learning to see stories, stories that lead to peace and stories that lead to conflict and violence. Gareth and I co-authored a beautifully illustrated children's book called Corey and the Seventh Story and a companion book called The Seventh Story, Us, Them, and the End of Violence. We based season 5 on 6 stories we see running through human history and through this week's headlines, stories of domination, revolution, purification, isolation, victimization, and accumulation. And those 6 stories led us to a 7th story of communion, a story of connection and conciliation, conviviality. It's a story of peace whose hero is love. And that brings us to seasons 6 and 7. These seasons will focus on learning to see nature. We have a truly fun and exciting group of guests lined up for this season, including some family members of mine who I am really happy to introduce you to. This season is related to my 2024 book, which is called Life After Doom: Wisdom and Courage for a World Falling Apart. The book deals with our disconnection from nature and the catastrophic situation we face because of that disconnection. Instead of seeing the natural world with eyes of greed or conquest or domination and exploitation, We need to see every tree and stone, every bird and fish, every stream and prairie and star with eyes of love and wonder. That's not just a matter of joy and meaning for our individual lives. It's increasingly a matter of survival for our species. So, I hope you'll join us for seasons 6 and 7.
Do you feel called to walk a more contemplative path? The Center for Action and Contemplation is an educational nonprofit supporting the journey of inner transformation. Our programs and resources will help grow your consciousness, deepen your prayer practice, and strengthen your compassionate engagement with the world. Learn more about our resources, such as publications, podcasts, email series, and events at www.cac.org.